بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Do the angels laugh and cry? One day the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked Jibreel alayhi salam, Do the angels laugh and cry? Jibreel said, On three occasions they are amazed and they laugh, and on three occasions they have pity and cry for mercy. The angels laugh on an individual who wastes his day frivolously. He performs his Aisha prayers and continues wasting the rest of his day. The angels laugh on a farmer who grows his crops, usurping the land of another by disregarding the boundaries between the two lands, hoping to get more produce. Among the tasks assigned in the funeral services for those burying is that the face of a shrouded woman be opened by her mahram. The angels laugh on a woman who did not observe hijab during her lifetime, and when she dies, she is covered in her grave. So long as she was alive, she attracted, and now no one is attracted by her. And the three places where the angels cry, someone who leaves home to study and death intervenes. An old couple who longed for a child and were blessed with a child, but the child dies before their death. Here the angels cry before the parents cry. When an orphan cries, the angels cry. On someone who's been left out on Laylatul Qadr, on someone who did not get an opportunity to benefit from Laylatul Qadr, the angels laugh. On a person who was never acquainted with Deen, with the beliefs, and after his burial when Talqeen is recited for him, the angels mock and laugh, saying, Look, for who are they reciting these reminders? It is a good idea to refresh our memories and to get acquainted with the Talqeen and Dua Adila prior to our departure to the eternal abode. As in this fast and drive-through world, God knows if we are lucky enough to benefit from either of them. One who is attached to this world too much, the moment when he finds that the world is being taken away from him, he regrets a lot. And truly speaking, from such people no one can take away their possessions and property but the Almighty God. One of the ulama reports a student critically ill on his deathbed. The reminders Talqeen was recited by him. He said, Say, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. In reply, instead of repeating the recital, he said, Don't break, I won't say. He says, We were amazed to hear this reply, as he was a good student. The secret behind it we did not know, but why did he reply to the reminders as such? Don't break, I won't say it. For a while he got well. We asked him for the reason, for his reply to that reminder as such. He said, I will reply you in a bit. Wait up. He asked for his dearest watch and smashed it. He broke it and said, This watch was very dear to me. I loved it. At the time of my death, when you were asking me to recite La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Shaitan was by my side, holding this watch, and with a hammer he wanted to break it. He said, If you say La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, I will break your watch. When you wanted me to repeat, he raised the hammer to break it, and I said, I won't say, don't break it. وَسُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ والحمد لله رب العالمين.